Jim, as you know, the president is the president wherever he goes. He travels with a wide array of communications equipment. We also travel with a staff that allows us to have robust operational capabilities. In this trip, that includes his national security advisor, Susan Rice, his deputy national security advisor, Ben Rhodes, his deputy chief of staff, Anita Breckenridge, and some very capable communications professionals. I think it's fair to say there are, of course, ongoing complicated situations in the world, and that's why you've seen the president stay engaged. On Saturday, he spoke with Prime Minister Cameron, Prime Minister Hollande. He gave an update from the South Lawn and took your questions. While up here, he's spoken with Prime Minister Erdogan, President Poroshenko, Prime Minister Harper, and Prime Minister Renzi. The president also had multiple national security briefings. So I think, as many have observed over the past few days, there's never a perfect time for the president to take some time away with his family, but I think we can also all agree that it's valuable to recharge your batteries. And I just don't think the American people begrudge their president for taking some downtime with his family.